Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
A federal appeals court says the city's vaccine mandate for teachers stands, but the city is waiting a few days to enforce it, as our Sam Lieben reports from City Hall.
The mandate, which was put on hold twice by the courts, set to go into effect last night after an appeals court ruling, but the mayor says he's extending the deadline to Friday, 5 p.m. He believes about 97% of teachers are already vaccinated, 87% of other staff, and expects the numbers to rise. He told New York One last night, this is the end of the legal line for this mandate.
City of New York has a right to put a vaccine mandate in place for the adults who work in our public schools, period. End of process. Nothing else to discuss. Federal appeals exhausted.
However, the attorney for the teachers who filed suit, Louis Gellarmino, says, no, it isn't.
We certainly intend to file a writ with the Supreme Court and to try to get heard at the Supreme Court level.
Meanwhile, the teachers and principals unions concerned about staffing shortages, with some schools expected to be between 30 to 100 employees short, despite the mayor saying there's a pool of 11,000 subs to draw from. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds at City Hall.
The deadline for healthcare workers was yesterday. We just spoke live on 1010 Winds with Simone Leslie, a hospital switchboard operator from Queens who chose not to get vaccinated and is now on an unpaid leave of absence from her job.
I'm not against vaccinations. I've had vaccinations in the past, but I've never seen anything where there's been a mandate. And with it being a mandate, that makes it a little bit tricky on making any type of decisions, because why would you mandate something like this?
She says she's being treated for an autoimmune disease and is just following her doctor's orders not to get the shot. Mayor de Blasio today says his visit to Rikers resulted in some thoughts for the future, immediate and long term.
Yesterday, I went to Rikers Island to see what's being done to address the real problems there, the real challenges. Met with the leadership, saw some of the facilities that had been the focal points of the problem that needed to be addressed, the intake facilities, the healthcare facilities, the things that needed to be fixed. I saw some real progress and some things that need to be done and done quickly.
The de Blasio administration has cut the inmate population at Rikers in half, but over the past several months, a dozen inmates have died in custody, and there have been more than 1,200 attacks on correction officers. His victims are speaking out about R. Kelly's conviction on sex trafficking charges in Brooklyn. Tamara Simmons produced the documentary Surviving R. Kelly. She tells GMA,
I just am so thankful that, you know, Black women's voices are now being able to be heard. And like, these women are like heroes to me, you know, and they help show that we are human, you know, and that Black women don't have to have these superpowers, and we don't have to endure pain and suffering and things like that in order to, you know, say that we're a strong Black woman.
R. Kelly's legal team is considering an appeal, and the Grammy-winning singer is still facing charges in Chicago and Minnesota. If convicted, he could spend the rest of his life behind bars. The man who allegedly killed a noted movie and TV actress on the Upper West Side is now facing charges. Brian Boyd, accused of hitting Lisa Baines with his motorized scooter after blowing through a red light at 64th and Amsterdam back in June. He is facing manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges. The 66-year-old Baines had roles in the movies Gone Girl and Cocktail. On TV, she was known for shows including Madam Secretary and Masters of Sex. An 88-year-old mother tries but fails to save the life of her son. 58-year-old John DeFano, a city transportation department worker, died in a fire at his house in Castle Hill last evening. A relative says his elderly mom pulled him out of the burning house. DeFano was rushed to Jacoby Hospital but could not be saved. DeFano worked as a supervisor for the DOT. Neighbors say he had become disabled in recent years. He He was his mother's only child. She was visiting from the Catskills. First New Jersey gubernatorial debate is tonight at the Performing Arts Center in Newark. A second one next month, the 12th, at Rowan College in Glassboro. Governor Phil Murphy, who was elected in 2017 after two terms of Republican Chris Christie, is trying to become the first Democrat to win re-election in New Jersey in more than four decades. Polls show him with a lead over Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli, a former state assembly member and small business founder.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.